The recent announcement of a partnership integration between Northwest Medical Center in Albany and Heartland Health Mosaic Life Care in St. Joseph has offered the Albany-based hospital exciting opportunities, but at the same time, concerns from supporters of that facility of the loss of local control. We had the opportunity to sit down and visit with Northwest Medical Center CEO John Doolittle about the partnership and ask him how this partnership integration was good for Northwest Medical Center, Albany, and the hospital's coverage area.
One, as we discussed in the town hall, there are a number of hard commitments that are made by Heartland Health Mosaic Life Care as part of the deal. A campus refresh and new construction of a medical office building on our campus that puts us in very good stead. You know, our building originated in the 1950s. We've added on over time, but it's ready for a refresh, and they're committed to that. Secondly, it's an absolute guarantee that throughout the term of the lease, which is a 30-year lease with potential for extensions, that emergency services in Albany will be as strong or stronger than they are today the entire time. So those are the two tangible hard commitments. Beyond that, it's the commitment and the desire that they expressed this evening to build Northwest Medical Center's service area into the exemplar, the show site for rural care. So if you're Heartland Health Mosaic Life Care and you're attempting to take your successful attributes and become a very strong player in rural areas, you need to go learn the intricacies of doing business in rural areas, and you got to build a show site so that other people will say, I want one of those. And what's happened here is they've selected Northwest Medical Center service area as that exemplar, a place to go build something very impressive and highly valuable that then could be replicated elsewhere.
The goal for this new concept is to lower healthcare costs while increasing market share. How do you do that so it's successful for the area, Northwest Medical Center, and Heartland Health Mosaic Life Care?
So I'll be a little more kind of futurist here for just a second. The people who pay for care in this country recognize that they need to get a much better deal. And that's where we start talking about this new triple aim of satisfaction, cost, and population health. So individual health and population health. And the ability to provide a new kind of care that really does keep people healthy and well and reduces their overall spend on health care. So you think, well, how does that come here? The people who, again, pay for that care are going to, in my opinion, seek to provide incentives for the beneficiaries of their plans, Medicare beneficiaries, Medicaid beneficiaries, people who are in corporate-sponsored health plans, all those sorts of things, to use healthcare providers who provide high quality and low cost. And so we wish to participate in kind of reinventing ourselves, much the way Heartland Mosaic are doing, and then take advantage of those commercial opportunities to be the preferred provider for those people who are buying care.
The downside in the rapidly changing healthcare landscape is you don't control all the variables. An example of this would be the Missouri legislature recently denied Missourians Medicaid expansion, which denied all caregivers, all hospitals, an additional revenue stream.
There's no question. It's bad for rural hospitals, it's bad for urban, suburban hospitals, and it's bad for the businesses that supply those hospitals. It just reduces the amount of money flowing into this state from federal sources as a result of taxes that leave this state. So that's we could go down that road. But the point here is, historically, the best payers, the people who pay closest to charges in healthcare, have been people with private insurance. It's been employers who have their own health plans. They help subsidize all the rest of the market. We don't make a ton of money on Medicare. As a matter of fact, we lose money on Medicare right now because of the federal sequestration. We don't make a lot of money on Medicaid at all. But Medicaid is a better option for us than people who are pure self-pay, who sometimes have difficulty affording our services. But as those corporate plans that have really largely subsidized many of the others, as their competitive pressures become greater and greater, they're going to look to spend money with people who can provide them more value. And when you're Northwest Medical Center, an independent 501c3, you know, based in Albany, Missouri, and the surrounding communities where we have clinics, sometimes it's hard even to get a seat at the table for those negotiations or to become identified as a high-value provider. By affiliating and partnering with others, we gain access not only to the technologies and tools that our caregivers can use to provide a different and, I think, better brand of care, but we also get a seat at the table and become part of some of those preferred provider networks.
What happens if these benchmarks aren't reached? I understand Heartland Health, Mosaic Life Care, has an out in this lease agreement.
Yeah, no, that's true. If we reach the point that Mosaic Life Care no longer wishes to operate our organization in this area, something very important happens. We are keeping Northwest Medical Center in existence as a 501c3 nonprofit with the mission that it's always had since it was Gentry County Memorial Hospital Association back in the 1950s to provide care in this region. That nonprofit organization still owns the buildings. It retains its assets, including charitable gifts that go out into the future. And it also would receive adequate notice and a transfer back of assets from Heartland Health or Mosaic Life Care if they decided to leave this market. So we are very well equipped to go back basically to providing care as an independent organization or potentially even find a different partner if Mosaic did decide to leave this market. I don't anticipate that, but certainly it's my job and our board of directors' job to anticipate worst-case scenario and prepare for it, and I think we've done a nice job of that here with the way we've structured this.
How much time would Northwest Medical Center be given by Heartland if they decide to opt out of the agreement? How much time would you be allowed to get back on your feet and operate the hospital locally?
The bare minimum would be 1 year, and it's very likely that as people who are interested in health and well-being in this community would want to part amicably, we would know well in advance of an official notification date if anybody were leaning in that direction. But suppose we didn't. The contract calls for at least a year.
How much is the lease agreement? What is Northwest Medical Center receiving in lease payments per year from Heartland Health?
I'm not sure that we are making that public. And I just, you know, that's a question you'd think I would have asked by now, but I hadn't. And I hadn't actually been asked the question. What I'll tell you is it's not a large amount. But the good news about that is Northwest Medical Center is not retaining expenses either. And so you have an organization today that has money in the bank, investments now, investments that are due to mature in the future, as well as its cash from operations. And we describe Northwest Medical Center Association as a landlord, but it's not required to play a lot of the functions of a traditional landlord. They don't have to the upgrades to facilities would be paid by Mosaic Life Care. Insurance, paid by Mosaic Life Care, maintenance, all these other things. So it's not really a typical landlord relationship. Since there's not going to be a great deal of expense or value flowing from Northwest Medical Center Association to Mosaic Life Care on an ongoing basis, it kind of removes the justification for a large rent payment. But there are other commitments that certainly allow Northwest Medical Center Association to be very financially strong and stable if it ever needs to pick up and operate the business again.
We've dealt in this interview with some worst-case scenarios. You've mentioned how rapidly healthcare is changing in America. Was this inevitable for Northwest Medical Center?
I'm very pleased to say, with complete honesty and sincerity, that this was not something we had to do.
But does it make sense?
We operate from a position of strength here. And, you know, we were able, rather than, you know, we've been talking about some worst-case scenarios. Suppose we get a few years down the road. The federal sequester is still in place. Missouri refuses to pass Medicaid expansion. Our buildings get a few years older. Our computer systems get a few years older. A doctor leaves town. There are all sorts of things that I've worried about, you know, every day for the last several years. And we still have similar business challenges. We always will. This isn't a life preserver. It's an opportunity. Was it inevitable? Here's what I'll say. A lot of people who are a lot smarter than I am, who watch the healthcare industry very closely, believe that a large number of United States hospitals will close. Would we have been one of those? I think not. I think we have, you know, we don't get any taxpayer support today. We are an independent 501c3 that's got a strong balance sheet and a history of successful operations. But we're not making money right now. And a lot of other critical access hospitals aren't making money right now. We've operated on thin margins for a long time. And these sorts of governmental budgetary pressures that you and I have discussed are hitting us hard. We were nowhere near the point where we had to ask somebody to come in and save us. And we didn't do a bargain basement deal. We asked for this deal, but we asked for this deal because we saw that healthcare is changing, and we had a partner in our region who believed enough in us and our aligned vision, our aligned values, and our desire to make our service area the absolute best place to live. We had an opportunity to go do that deal. Was a deal inevitable? I think many independent hospitals will choose to become parts of systems. 60% of community hospitals already are. That number is growing, and I think it will continue to grow.
How important is this partnership integration to align with Heartland and Mosaic Life Care, the Mayo Clinic, and receive cutting-edge telehealth programs for consumers of health care in North Missouri?
We have participated for years in telehealth. And it's an economy that is growing. You know, telehealth transaction requires two sides. On our end, we have to have the technology and the patients who are willing to use it. We need to be able to connect to a provider on the other side. And like anything else, it's important to align incentives. If people, if healthcare providers wish to share their expertise with our patients, and we can save them the travel time, and they can get paid for the work, which is increasingly happening now as more and more payers, more and more regulators understand the value, the good deal that telehealth is, then that changes. So it's a rapidly developing economy. We've been doing it for years. We continue to add more, and we're going to continue to add a lot more than that. It's great for us, and it makes sense in a lot of ways. And this absolutely provides more incentive for Heartland Mosaic to continue to grow out their capabilities. But we've partnered with them for years. For endocrinology, we do pulmonology with them. We now do inpatient consultations. So a patient in Albany who we're trying to decide, perhaps the primary care physician is trying to decide, do they need to be transferred out or can they stay here where they presumably want to be? We can bring the cardiologist straight into that, the cardiologist in St. Joseph straight into that patient's room in Albany and have a consultation, share information, and allow us to keep patients here. The goal of this, as we discussed inside, is to do higher quality, lower cost, and boost patient satisfaction. And I'm really proud to say our patients like us. And if this allows Heartland Health to provide care in a way that is more efficient and more satisfactory to the patients of this region, it helps them grow their share in this region. And that's a case where I think the incentives are aligned very well.
We've been visiting with John Doolittle, CEO of Northwest Medical Center in Albany, who recently announced a new partnership integration lease agreement with Heartland Health, Mosaic Life Care of St. Joseph, to bring a new healthcare business model to rural areas. If successful, it would help lower healthcare costs, eliminate duplication, increase market share, result in a complete refresh of the existing Northwest Medical campus, and new construction by the end of 2016. The lease agreement is for a 30-year period with another 5 additional 10-year agreements possible. The transfer of operations will be complete on December 29th of this year. For KXCV KRNW, I'm Rodney Harris with this Morning Choice Conversation.